Maseches Shabbos Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph until Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. The seventh perek of Maseches Shabbos is really an opening and a grounding for the entire Masechta, because it's in this perek where we see all the forbidden types of work on Shabbos and the consequences for somebody who does any of those forbidden works. Now, as you mentioned in the introduction to the Masechta, if one performs a type of work which is forbidden on Shabbos intentionally, then he is chayv misa. He receives the death penalty, as long as there are witnesses and he was warned not to do it. Otherwise, he'll just be killed by Hashem, not by the Beis Din. But if he breaks Shabbos unintentionally, and that means that he didn't realize that what he was doing was forbidden, so in that case, he is obligated to bring a korban chatos, a sin offering, for breaking Shabbos. The focus of our Mishnah is to understand how many of these korbanos does one have to bring for breaking Shabbos. And so the Mishnah begins, Klal Gadol Om Shabbos, they said a great rule, an important rule with regards to Shabbos. Firstly, Kol HaShechach Ikar Shabbos, anybody who forgets the entire mitzvah of Shabbos, and there's a discussion in the Gemara as to whether this includes somebody who never knew about Shabbos at all, for example, somebody who grew up amongst non-Jews from the beginning of his life, or whether it is only talking about people who once knew about Shabbos, but at this particular point they have no idea about the entire mitzvah of Shabbos, and they forget its entire existence. Now, if he doesn't know at all about the mitzvah of Shabbos, then obviously, he would have done a lot of malachas on a lot of Shabboses. He would have broken Shabbos many, many times on many different weeks as well. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah, Ein chayv elo chatos achas, he is only obligated to bring one korban chatos. And the reason for this is because really all of the aveiros which he did were a result of one unintentional thing, that he didn't know about Shabbos. It's not as if he knew about Shabbos, but then each time he broke Shabbos he forgot about it. Rather, he literally didn't know about Shabbos at all, or he totally forgot about Shabbos, but that was his mistake. And that was what caused all of the aveiras, and because there was only one cause, he is only liable to one korban chatos. Secondly, says the Mishnah, Hayodeh Ikar Shabbos, one who knows the main mitzvah of Shabbos, he knows about the concept of Shabbos, and that it is forbidden to do work on Shabbos, but for also malachas harbe b'shabbos harbe, he still ended up doing lots of malachas on lots of different Shabboses. And the reason is because he forgot that that day was Shabbos, and he did that a few weeks in a row, and each Shabbos he would violate Shabbos many times, because he forgot it was Shabbos. And then let's say he would realize during the week that, oy vey, I forgot it was Shabbos, but then he did the same thing again the next Shabbos. But the point over here is that the mistake and the cause of his violations of Shabbos was that day itself. Every week was another one mistake, and therefore chayav al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, he'll have to bring a korban chatos for each Shabbos. Even if he did lots of violations of Shabbos, he will only need to bring one korban per Shabbos. Now, thirdly, says the Mishnah, Hayodeh Shehu Shabbos, if somebody does know that it is Shabbos that day, and still v'osam malachas harbe b'Shabbos harbe, he did lots of different malachas on lots of different weeks, lots of different Shabboses, the reason being that he didn't realize that this was something which was forbidden on Shabbos, so in that case, chayav al kol av malacha o malacha, he is obligated to bring korban chatos for each av malacha, for each category of work that he violated. Now, in this case, even if, let's say, he cut grass on two different Shabboses because he didn't realize that it was forbidden, he is only liable to one korban chatos, even though he did it on two different Shabboses. And the reason for this is because his entire mistake was based on a cause. What was that cause? It was the fact that he didn't know that this was forbidden. So even if that resulted in multiple violations of Shabbos, since it all came from one cause, he will only need to bring one korban chatos. Now the Mishnah ends off with something which will lead us into the next Mishnah, and that is, Ho'isa malachas harim me'ei malacha achas, if somebody does lots of forms of work, which are all part of one category of work, says the Mishnah, Enechav Elo Chatos Achas, he is only obligated to bring one korban chatos for the one category of work which he did. Since they are all part of the same category, it's viewed as doing the same malacha multiple times, and since you didn't know that that malacha was forbidden, that category of work was forbidden, you will only need to bring one korban chatos. Now, it's important to note that this is only true if all of the malachas which he did were done behelem echod, which literally means in one hiddenness, which means that he didn't realize his mistake in between doing both of those things. But if, let's say, he did one malacha, then found out that it was forbidden, and then did the same thing again, or something else in the same category, in that case he needs to bring two different korbanos, since there were two causes this time. He forgot about it twice, but separately. And therefore in that case he would need to bring another korban chatos for the second malacha which he performed.